Blog Talk Radio.
The Atha Ewakan, sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Host Amanda, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. We have Julie Severin on today from Canada. She is a wonderful Facebook Live person. She also does readings, and she has lots of messages to share. She has a wonderful book out that I've enjoyed reading, and I don't know, Julie's just all over a good person. She's been friends with me for several years, and we have her on our show today. So second half of the show, we're going to take your calls, one question per caller. The number is 347-237-5339. I want to feature Stages Wellness Holistic Center in Belleville. We have a good chiropractor and acupuncturist, Bridget Leibarger. That's 325 East Main Street. She's very good. And Java Zen Coffee, you can find that at javazen.co. My friend Jan, her lovely son Aaron, has some superfood coffee out. It's really good coffee, so check that out, javazen.co. So again, our guest today is Julie Severin. You can find her on Facebook, Mind, Body, Spirit on Facebook. She's a wonderful reader, good person. So we're going to take your call second half of the show. So with that, we're going to bring our guest live now. Welcome to the show, Julie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Good.
I'm glad to have you on today.
Thank you. It's just nice to be able to come on and share information and share healing ways and all kinds of different things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. I absolutely enjoy it. Today is a very interesting day in the energy, but I just keep going. And I know the energy's kind of been funny because of that thing called Mercury retrograde. So somebody's commenting on that in the chat room, Mercury retrograde. But I like your attitude that we are powerful beings and we can change the energy of things to have them operate differently.
Yes, we do. We are very powerful beings, and we are able to accomplish whatever we need to accomplish if we decide to set our hearts to it. Not mind, heart.
There's a big difference in the mind and the heart. Mm-hmm.
Huge, huge difference. Yeah. The heart is the guide. It's where your soul resides, you know, and it just knows what it desires. And the problem is that too many people overthink too much and have some kind of a feeling that they shouldn't trust themselves, or they shouldn't, you know, follow their intuitions, or any of the above. And we have to. We have to do that. And for us to heal, we've got to start to learn to trust ourselves. And I'm going to talk about the dark part of the soul that's been going on for the last couple of weeks. And it's a very important thing that's been going on, and people don't even really realize it until I start talking about it. And then they're going to go, oh, yeah, that's happening to me, because it's happening
You're right.
to many people. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that today, too, because that's a really big one. I'd like to talk about my medicines that I'm selling.
Wonderful medicines.
Well, I'm making more and more. I just made one for eyes this morning. And
that's going to be excellent.
It will be, to put in your eyes and to stop dry eye. And it'll help with all kinds of other different parts and problems with the eyes, too. So it's a really nice one. And so I just made that one this morning. It has not bottled yet because I also jarred some more balm of Gilead and some of the venous insufficiency salve. And that stuff is amazing for people who have got high blood pressure or issues in their bodies where, you know, things just aren't working properly. It's really neat stuff. So there's lots of things that we can do to help many people. And believe me, we are doing it.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, people with, you know, severe circulation issues in their legs, and say they've got, you know, they get lots of red spots or black spots and bruising and marks, and if they cut their legs, then they get big sores. That happens to a lot of people when they've got venous insufficiency, it's called. And that means that
mm-hmm.
your blood flow isn't getting all the way down to your legs. So this new salve that I've just made, I've made other batches of it too, because it's going like wildfire, because it's for that. It's for helping your legs. If you know, like a lot of people as they get older, they get these red blotches and things like that, and this is just a way to stop that. It actually takes those blood vessels and shrinks them back down so they don't do any harm any longer. So it's pretty cool.
That is very cool.
It is. I just keep moving ahead. I keep moving and moving and not stopping, because I know we've got to get her done. And I know that I want to have as many medicines as I can, because we know Big Pharma is going to go down. And when it goes down, then we are going to be faced with dealing what to do for ourselves, aren't we?
We sure are.
How are we going to heal ourselves if we don't have Big Pharma any longer? And Big Pharma needs to go away, because it's unhealthy for us. It's very bad for us. So that's where we're
going. I agree.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a good thing. And it's a really good thing to, you know, just make sure that you're looking after your body. I mean, I went to the doctor just recently and had a physical, and I don't take any medications, absolutely nothing. I take no medications, and I do nothing to pharmaceutical. And I was hit by a semi-trailer truck, as you know, in 2003. I died I don't know how many times. I had so many shattered bones in my body. It was amazing. And I'm not on a single medication. I use my tinctures and my medicines. And it's very interesting because I had a physical just recently, and the doctor actually called me after the physical. And he said to me, he said, I can't find anything wrong with you. And I said, oh, then why are you calling? Well, I have noticed that your cholesterol has gone up by 1 point. And I said, oh, good. And he said, why is that good? And I said, because your cholesterol is supposed to do that. It's not supposed to stay low when you're as you age. Sorry, my dog is barking. I have to let her out. It's not supposed to stay low as you age because it's supposed to rise up because it increases the circulation of the blood and cleans your blood better. And he was like, he goes, oh, well, you could cut back on nuts and cheese. And I said, why would I do that? I said, nuts and cheese lower your cholesterol.
And exactly.
Then he says, I have to go now. But the reality of that whole thing was a learning curve for him that he didn't get. Because if you know what a doctor's training is during their time in university, they learn 1 week worth of nutrition. They don't know anything about nutrition, absolutely nothing. And so I've been studying nutrition, I'll tell you, 41 years learning nutrition and me and medicines and healing. So I would trust me more than I would a doctor on that, you know? So for a doctor to even talk to you about your nutrition, he is absolutely in error. He has no idea. Isn't that sad?
That's really sad.
It is sad because, you know, you think a doctor would go to school for 12 years and he would cover everything that needs to be covered while he's in university. But the reality of it is that he is trained by the medical to actually push the drugs. He is not trained to understand the drugs. He's not trained to do anything except push it. So for him, you know, he goes to school, and what he learns is how to push the drugs. That's what he learns. Not how to heal, not how to help people, just to put everybody on drugs. And it's very sad, isn't it? Because they don't look after the cause. They just try to mask it with a Band-Aid, and it never covers
True.
The cause or the reason why we get sick in the first place, right?
Right.
So it's kind of a big thing, you know? So doctors,
well,
go ahead.
Back when I had something happen to me, Julie, the one thing that, and I knew we had been working for a while together, that kept coming into my head before I met other people was, you know, you need to treat the root cause.
Yes. Yeah. What caused this in the first place?
What
Why do
that?
I have this happening, right? Yeah. So it's a case of, you know, we look at that, and people don't. So one of the things to do that I suggest to people to heal themselves without having to pay a super amount of attention to it is Ho'oponono. It's a Hawaiian method of healing yourself. They usually say 4 things, but I say 5. And the reason I do is because we need 5. So every night when we go to bed, we just say, I love you. I forgive you. I am sorry. I forgive myself. I love myself. That's coming full circle. You say that 3 times, and the next thing you know, it goes away. You can heal it. You don't have to know what it is. You see, and people oftentimes don't want to heal their emotional body, which is the last body to heal because it's the one that's on the outside of you. So if you look at your physical, the way it is, it's spiritual, physical, mental, and emotional. And it is a really, really powerful thing to do because the last part of you that will heal when you have been harmed by some emotional damage, the last part of it heals is your emotional body, and it's the one that is on the outside of you. So it's physical, spiritual, mental, and emotional is the way that your body is actually set up. So your physical, your spirit, your mental, and emotional. And that is how you are set up. And for you to understand that the last bastion of healing is always going to be on the emotional body. And that the reason it will is because the emotional body takes hits every day. All it takes is somebody looking at you and saying, I don't like you. I think you're a horrible person. And that takes a hit. So it's very
yeah.
important for us to do self-care in a huge way on our bodies every night. This is a way for it to clear and heal just by saying that stuff. I love you. I forgive you. I'm sorry. I forgive myself. I love myself. That lets it go so that you don't have to deal with it on an everyday basis, because a lot of us don't understand that this stuff hits us like that on an everyday basis. It just does. It's not intending to do us great harm. It's not even trying to be horrible. It just doesn't heal because of the damage that happens to it, because we are so busy not wanting to look at it. And we do it without even realizing we do it. But we don't want to look at it because it's too painful to heal it, because that means I have to cry. It means I have to feel my feelings. It means I have to, you know, maybe get upset. But is that a bad thing to get upset? People look at that the wrong way, don't they? To get upset
really
is not
do.
A bad thing. Oh, yeah. You know, and one of the newest things, this new woke society that we have today has a really serious issue with, I am not allowed to speak how I feel ever. I am not allowed to. I just have to hold my feelings in, never say anything. Because if I say how I feel, am I going to hurt your feelings? Not usually, we won't. This is something that is a construct that has happened as a result of a society that has pushed an agenda on us too hard for too long. And in the real world, we actually can say what we want to say whenever we want to, but kindly. There's the lesson. The lesson is going to be speak kindly, speak with love, speak with care, and not to be abusive. See, we are used to the abusive part. We're used to being hurt. We're used to being terribly treated, aren't we?
Yes, we
are.
It's
just what it is. We are. And so this is the way that we can, you know, move ourselves into a different energy and start realizing, okay, I can say what I want to say anytime I want to, but how I say it is my lesson. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. We're responsible for our lessons.
Oh, absolutely. We are, you know. So kindness is a very vital thing for us to be in. Absolutely speaking our hearts and our feelings. But kindness as a part of it is one of the biggest things that we can do for ourselves, because it keeps us calm and it keeps us steadfast and it keeps us in a place where we are feeling pretty calm and good about ourselves, you know. So it's very
interesting. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is. So I feel
I had someone ask me, sorry to interrupt you, Julie.
No, you go ahead.
I feel like, you know, you were talking about the emotional body. So I wanted to kind of point out that don't we store the sicknesses from our emotions and our bodies? So,
absolutely.
You know, would you rather go to the hospital and have these emotions in you? I wouldn't. Or would you rather heal them? I would rather heal them.
Mm-hmm. It's smarter to do it that way, you know, because then you don't have to, like, rushing to the doctor for every single thing, which is what humankind has been very prone to do, is run to the doctor for every single thing that bothers them when they don't understand most illnesses are caused from emotional trauma and damage. They just are. You know, what's happened to us in our lifetime, that is caused from emotional trauma and damage. And what happens is if we don't fix that body every single day, because we took a hit, what happens there is that's when the illness moves in, because the body never got a chance to clear it out. It's stuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's painful. Yeah. Illness moves in when we don't heal the issues. It just does. And even to the point where, you know, anything that happens to you, heal it. Deal with it. Don't let it lie. It's not good for you to do that. And forgive every single thing you can think of. Because honest to goodness, it's what we really, really want to do is forgive it, you know? Just forgive.
I agree.
Yeah. Well, when we think about everything that's hurt us and we look at every single person in our lives that we possibly and potentially blame for hurting us, when really it's just we need to heal. We just need to heal. Let it go. You know, remove this stuff that's hurting us and move on. It's all we need. And it's very interesting because a lot of people, you know, will look at somebody else and go, well, it's that person's fault that I'm hurting. Not really, it's not. If you didn't do your due diligence and start healing yourself and start working on yourself, the only person that has to be looked at is you. What didn't you do? Right? I want to talk about some
Absolutely.
Other stuff today, too. I want to talk about something that's really important because it's really something that's been going around an awful lot. And that is, it's a totally off this topic, but it's really quite a strong topic. And that is spiritual vampires. You ever heard of one?
Oh, that's a good one. I've heard of them. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're quite something. And, you know, they're free will abusers, and they'll take your free will and just completely abuse it because they don't understand. So say somebody will work on a spiritual level. They'll do some work on a spiritual level. They'll be working on somebody, and this is a spiritual vampire, and it's one of the biggest. They'll say, oh, geez, you know, my father is not doing very well. How is my father doing? Can you tell? And you can look at the father. Are you allowed to look at the father? Do you have permission? Did the father give you permission? Did you ask his spirit? Is it okay for me to look at you because I'm feeling something that I need to look at? The spirit will answer. The spirit will always answer. But if you're working with a spiritual person who doesn't ask permission to look, get the heck away from there. Don't go near it. That person is a spiritual vampire and they're abusing you because they don't understand that they need to ask permission for every single thing that they do. We do not just jump in and start working on somebody without there being a permission in effect. And that's really important. And it's really common, and I have encountered it ever since I started working with spirituality. I've encountered it on a very regular basis, and it's a sad thing because people don't understand. They need to ask. You don't just dive in and start looking at somebody without looking at them and going, oh, wait, their soul needs, like, and some spirits are so strong that when that happens, if that happens, and permission, some spirits are so strong, you can go right in, and they'll go, no, leave me alone. I've done that before with people. When I've had somebody who I've done, you know, like, okay, so my mother-in-law, when my father-in-law went into hospital with his heart condition, and he had heart surgery, and he wasn't getting better, and she said to me, she said, can you go in and heal his heart? And I said, I'd love to, but he won't let me. And she said, what do you mean? Mm-hmm. And I said, he wants to do it himself. He doesn't want to give me permission to work on him. He wants to do it himself. And that's exactly what he did. And she was upset with me. She said, you're supposed to help him. And I said, but you don't understand. You don't do anything without asking permission. If you ask permission and the person says, yeah, okay, they're going to let you. Okay, so here, just do it as a little tryout. Do it on me, Amanda. Look at me right now and ask permission to come in and see if you can do work on me. Just close your eyes and just ask permission. You'll know right off the bat. You'll hear the words.
Mm-hmm.
Won't you?
It just comes to you. But you do have to ask permission. It's necessary. And it's a spiritual respect. You know, it's having respect for another person.
It's abuse not to.
Right.
It just is. Yeah, we don't do it. We ask permission for every single thing that we're ever going to do for somebody because, you know, and I mean, if it's just you and I and we're sitting in the room, that's different. You're giving me permission and I'm working with you because there's permission is in place. But if you're someone who is, being remote viewed by someone else, like that's what we do, right, when we're working with somebody, is we remote view. Okay, so if we're remote viewing somebody, did we ask if we could? That's the only thing we've got to start understanding. Spiritual rudeness is huge. And I've encountered mm-hmm. it many times on my path, many times. And every single time, I will shut it down because I will not allow it. We can't. We just can't. We have to make sure we're not rude, you know. If you're speaking to someone
exactly.
and they say, you know, can you look at me and see what you think? Yeah, that's great. I'll look at you and see what you think because you're asking me. But if you're just looking at me without my physical or spiritual permission, you better realize you're being as rude as can be, and you better realize that you cannot do this without there being spiritual consequences, because there always are spiritual consequences for things that we do that are not of light, because that takes the light right out of it. Looking
mm-hmm.
at someone without permission is extremely rude, and it's extremely dangerous, because we should never, ever do something like that. So
I agree.
Yeah, and it's not me that just believes this. This is a very old, tried and true knowing, very old, very well known that we should not ever do that. You know, this is something that a lot of people who work with spirituality understand and don't touch, don't harm,
mm-hmm.
don't do anything to do any harm, because our free will is free will. We just don't hurt it. You know, very true.
What I do know too, the other things that I recall is minding your own business and staying out of things, you know,
exactly.
But respecting somebody's space is very
yep.
important too.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't go invading somebody's space because it's not right either. It's spiritual
no, it's
respect
not.
And you're right. Do not be rude by doing
no.
that. I can see that. I've
a
known
lot of
that.
People get into spirituality, and what they do is they automatically make an assumption that it's really okay for them to just go dive in and do whatever on anybody, but it's really not. It's one of the rudest things you could ever do. Because you don't ask permission, you don't really have it. Therefore, what you're doing is not even really having any influence whatsoever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Unless your intent is dark, which if you're starting to look at someone like that and you're sticking your nose in their business, you are actually doing stuff that is not light. It is no light there, you know? So it's a really be careful. It really is, you know? Can't stress that enough. We are all of us very strong spiritual warriors, every one of us. I wish people would wake up to that fact, because they don't even know it about themselves, but they are. But
mm-hmm.
as a spiritual warrior, you have to understand your manners with it, you know? It's just huge. Couldn't be more big if you tried, you know? Yeah. Something else, eh?
Well, I love that you're pointing out those rules, because I think that they're very necessary. You know, when you're spiritual, you're also taking care of your body. And like you said, pharmaceuticals will be eliminated, which I'm excited about that, because we can use the medicine from the ground and use
yeah.
what you are making. So we can do that in respect of our spiritual, physical body, but spiritual, mental, and physical all tie in one.
Well, they
so
do.
Knowing
and
the
emotional one being on
respect,
the outside. You know, that emotional
knowing
body
the
being on the outside,
respect.
It gets
yes,
so
that's important
many
too.
Hits with everything that you do. It doesn't matter what you're doing. It gets hits because you
mm-hmm.
are out there in the world, whatever you're doing out there in the world, you know? And so we have to make sure that we're looking after every aspect of ourselves so that we don't have any problems. And that's all we have to do, is just make sure that we are being polite with what we're doing, that we are, you know, not being abusive, not being judgmental. One of the biggest things about spirituality that I've encountered, and this is really sad, is because a lot of the people who purport to be spiritual are very judgmental. I don't know why they feel
mm-hmm.
that they can be, but they do. And so, you know, there's my way or the highway type thing, the way I do things is the only way type thing. It is also not the right way to do it, you know, because, you know, it's even when I do my affirmations and I give people my affirmations, I say to them, these are made by me. I wrote them like 30 years ago. They are really, really amazing. If you don't like the way they're written, change them to suit you. I have no ego with it. I have no desire to make you do something that I think you should do. I would like you to feel comfortable with what you desire. So look at these affirmations, and if you like them, for heaven's sakes, do as many as you want to. If you don't like the way they're written, change them, because you've got the power, and you have more power by changing them to what you want them to be than if you do by, you know, just leaving them and just doing them because, you know, Julie said to. Really? I want you to use your knowing, use your wisdom yourself and do it, you know? That makes it powerful. You write stuff for yourself, holy smokes, it's way more powerful. It just will be. Because you're doing it for you. You're making something that is tied right into you. It's quite powerful, isn't it?
It's very powerful in that, you know, you're putting your intuition into it, and it's wonderful that you encourage people to take the affirmations that you wrote out, and they can, you know, kind of put their own intuitive spin on how to envision and create for themselves. It teaches them the lesson of, you know, working on, you know, motivating and helping themselves.
Mm-hmm. I think it's awesome, you know, because if someone gets an idea that they see for themselves and they want to do something, you know, it's cool because that means that they are, they're actually going into their power, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And I like and that you're a teacher of your, sorry to interrupt you, you know, you're a teacher in your lives about empowering yourself and how powerful we are.
Yes. It's very important, you know, because I desire more than anything for people to find their power. I desire more than anything for people to find that joy inside of themselves, to find that love inside of themselves, to find that ability inside of themselves to actually recognize who and what they are. That is beautiful. You know, the more beauty that you can see inside of yourself, the more beauty the world around you becomes. It just does, you know? So it's quite lovely, isn't it?
It does.
Yeah. Yeah. To me,
you know,
that's a win-win.
Yes, you know, you teach people that they are more powerful and can do more than what they realize. And what was really neat about, you know, kind of knowing how you see people is I got a soul painting in the mail just, you know, maybe a few days ago, and I couldn't believe what I saw. It's like, whoa, that's my soul, you know, and this was just a painting. But, I mean, you know, you emphasize and talk about how powerful we are and we don't realize it and how we can heal ourselves. You know, we were created to heal ourselves and all the natural medicines, which, you know, again, I love what you do that you, you know, we'll have to be sure and announce at the end too, how people can get in touch with you to do that. But I mean, just your talks and all of it is just wonderful.
Well, to me, it's really important that that we activate as many people as we can possibly activate, get them awake, and just finding a way to, you know, look at how strong you are, look at how amazing you are, look at what you're capable of doing, you know? You know, it's just amazing what we can do. Yeah. It's something. You
yeah,
know?
It's huge.
Yeah, it is. So it's really important that we have that knowledge from the inside of us activated and moving it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just sad, isn't it? Because so many people just don't awaken to it. They just ignore it, you know? We walk around and we don't even understand that our spirit is so strong that we can create the reality around us the way we want to rather than what is created around us without us wanting it. You know?
Right.
You know, like, I always talk about this because it's so powerful. It teaches you how to get into your power and trust yourself. And one of the ways is, say you're driving somewhere. You're going to the, like, say you're going to the store. And you're very, very happy that you're heading out the door. You get down to the store, and all the parking spots are taken. So before you get to the parking spot, before you even get there, you say to your higher self, Mother of Love, Mother of Grace, find for me a parking space close to the door at the Costco or at the wherever I'm going. And watch it be there. Watch it be there. You'll be shocked and amazed because you actually just ordered it. Isn't that cool?
I have actually done that with a friend of mine. We sat in the car driving around. She'll say, look for a parking spot, and I'll do that very thing. And then, boom, there's just one right in the front row by the door, and I'm going, that's really funny. That's good. Yep. You know, and I say, thank you.
Well, it works, you know, because you get out of your way. If you get out of your way, it makes a really big difference on what you're doing. If you realize, okay, I've got powers I can use to do these things, how come I'm not doing it? Why am I ignoring my abilities? Why am I doing that? You know, I don't want to do that. I want to make sure that I am doing exactly what I need to do to make me feel great about what's happening in my life. And nothing more than that, just that, you know? So it's what we need to do constantly is be in touch with everything that's happening around us. We can actually even manipulate in a good way a circumstance or an environment around us, you know? Everybody's sitting there talking about something negative and you're feeling the negative and you're like, oh, man, this is heavy. I don't want to listen to this. Guess what you can do? You can
alchemize
just,
it, change it.
Yep. Just change the energy. Shift it and make it happy and healthy. Enough already with energy being icky, you know? Let's make it what we want it to be around us rather than what others want it to be around us. Because if you don't take control of energy, then you find, holy smokes, things can just go really, really badly awry. They just do, you know? So looking after that and taking care of it and making sure that every single bit of what you're doing is coming out on in a positive way, holy smokes, that makes a difference, you know?
That's
it just
huge.
Couldn't be bigger if it tried, you know? This is about us remembering the power that lies inside of us in all ways, taking it and creating the reality around us. So if you're in a bad – okay, so I'll be driving down the road with my husband. I don't know what he's doing. He's in la-la land because he's driving and he's just going, la-la-la-la-la, I just want to go down this road. We have to turn left. We're in the right lane. I know we have to turn left. I don't know if he does. I think he might, but not sure. So what happens is we get down to – we get a little further along, and I just start moving my eyes and my energy. You're now going into the left lane, and it's your idea. I don't say it to him. That takes all chaos out of the relationship because you're not forcing him to do anything. All you're doing is putting in the suggestion that maybe he needs to turn left, right?
Exactly.
And then, boom, he goes in the left lane and does it automatically because – you've now manifested it. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
It's very cool to just put the idea out there and let them pick up on the energy, and then they think it's their idea because, I mean, it's really kind of fun.
It is. And it's not abusive at all. There's no abuse to it because you're not doing anything like, you know, you want to go slit your wrists. You're saying, you just want to turn left now, you know? And that takes the onus out of a lot of stuff. It just does. It puts positive energy into it and stops you from going where you don't want to go, which is into a darker place. We want to stay in the light in everything we're doing. And so in relationships, we want to do that too. We want to stay in the light with the relationship and make darn sure we're not being abusive to that relationship. And that's friendship, that's marriages, that's everything, isn't it? That's not just a relationship, you know, like a marriage, it's friendships too. We don't abuse friendships either. We just love the people that we love and trust that they know what they're doing and hopefully they do too, you know?
Exactly.
That easy, isn't it? Yeah. I don't want to control anybody. I've reached a point in my life where I look at everybody, what they're doing, and I go, oh, no, that's your choice. not mine. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I have noticed with my spiritual development over the years, there has been a huge evolutionary shift in it where I have stepped back from a lot of things that don't resonate with me. And I'm good with that because it just means that I've got my boundaries up really well, and boundaries are huge. We want to make sure our boundaries are up. We want to make sure that we are, you know, not allowing something that doesn't help us or take us to our highest good. So I find that
right,
as I've
if it's
gotten
not
older,
of the highest good, if it's not the highest good, it's not resonating. It's not the energy.
No.
I know when I work in a professional setting with, say, healing, that's the kind of energy I'll put out. You know, we're just the carrier of the, you know, we just kind of lift the person up, but it's really the person doing
lifting
the healing
themselves.
On themselves. You know, we're just
absolutely.
Kind of like their cheerleader. You know, we're not really the healer, but we're helping them. So I always put out there, okay, for the highest good of everybody, you know, for her
yep.
guides and or their guides
yep.
and their angels and everything for their highest good. So that's
yep.
really,
yep.
really good.
Sorry about my chihuahua. She's being a little beast today. I'm going to ignore her, and she will bark for a couple of seconds and then give up. I don't know. She's
yeah,
in a car.
She thinks she's big and tall. You know, that's what they...
She thinks that, and it's hilarious, you know, she's 4.5 pounds, right? So being
mm-hmm.
4.5 pounds, you would think that when she goes out this outside, she'd go out there quietly and stealthily because she's so little. If an osprey comes, it could take her away. But what does she
oh,
do?
Oh, yeah.
No. She goes outside
Bart.
With all of her barrels rolling, and she just starts
mm-hmm.
yelling at whatever's out there. Hilarious that she does it. Because
yeah, she's
she
letting
honestly,
everybody know, look at me, I'm
yeah.
big and bad.
Yeah. I mean, she's so easy to, for somebody to just come and take away, you know. But
mm-hmm.
it's quite hilarious because how she is, you know, this little guerrilla warfare dog, but she, she's got no nothing to back it up, you
well,
know.
Mm-hmm. We have a cat that stands in the window and chirps. I mean, she's making that noise that they make for birds at deer. She thinks she can catch a deer. And she's about half the size of a deer. She's a real small thing, and she's a black cat. So I joke with her, you're a panther. You know, she's, like, little, and she thinks she's going to catch something really large. She thinks she's all
oh, yeah.
big and bad. Mm-hmm.
I think it's so cute, isn't it? Yeah, I was
they're
just
fun.
Walking in the park this morning picking cottonwood buds because they're out again. I don't know what's going on. Here's another weird anomaly. The cottonwood buds are out right now, so I'm picking them because I need them for medicine. And I'm just amazed that they're out there because what the heck is going on, you know? But the world is changing so radically right now, I can't even keep up. All the medicines that should
yeah,
be...
Yeah, it's going by fast.
Oh, well, all the medicines that should be maturing in October, I've already picked because they're already done. So I'm finding myself busier than I've ever been right now
mm-hmm.
because the medicines are doing what they're doing and I just have to listen. And it's like, wow. But so the world, we thought the world was one way, and it's not. It's just not. It's not going the way we thought it was. Nothing is what we thought it was. The whole world is a very different place. And yet, I have nothing but enthusiasm for the changes that are coming. I feel great about them, actually. And
yeah.
I feel wonderful that we are actually going to be going into a beautiful healing on the planet. Everything is going to go into light. So all we have to do is stay strong right now. Steadfast, and not give up, because honest to goodness, there are changes coming that are going to be very good, and we just have to prepare for it, you know? And those are coming, you know, the med beds, the whole of the situation is going to change quite radically very shortly, because they are now noticing that they're done. They're done. And so
mm-hmm.
the news will be disclosed to us quite shortly, and when that happens, we will all start with our new lives, which will be nice. And hopefully, everybody who's going into that direction, going into this next part of it, please heal your emotional stuff. Heal your triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Heal anything that is hurting you right now, because you know what? You don't want that on you when the changes happen. You want to have all that cleared out, and you want to just trust and feel that you're doing exactly what you need to do for you right now, you know? And that's important. It really is. Nothing more important than healing anything that's bothering you right now. So when I do my lives and I talk about that stuff, I'm talking about it very earnestly because every single person needs to look at this right now. Anything that's bothering you, fix it. Just heal it and fix it. Use the Ho'oponopono. Pay attention because it's coming up for a reason. We don't get triggers for no reason. We get them so that we can start paying attention to what they're doing, right? What they are doing
to
us and what needs to be fixed. It's that simple and that hard because it's not easy. It's not easy to look at everything and try and fix it all at once. But, you know, like I said, the Ho'oponopono, you can do that. The other thing you can do is just notice that triggers come up for a reason and they're there really, really to help you right now. Not anything else, just to help you so that you can grow and heal yourself. So it's pretty cool. I'm
that
really
is
happy
pretty
about
cool.
That. Yeah, it is. It's very
having
cool.
You face, kind of like you said, you know, you're holding the emotions in the body and then you can heal them and they can turn into a physical problem, you know, and
exactly.
If you don't deal with them. And so I would say, okay, deal with the emotional problems inside your body. And like you said, oh, we don't cry. Well, we're supposed to get rid of them.
Yeah. And we should cry.
Mm-hmm.
We should cry. We should cry when we need to. We should laugh when we need to. We should everything when we need to, you know. We are emotional. Humankind is historically and very, very knowingly very emotional, isn't it? We're emotional.
Yeah.
We feel everything with our hearts. So then what happens if we ignore that? If we ignore those feelings, ignore how we feel about things, then we're putting ourselves into a very difficult place because it means we're ignoring our very spirit, you know? And he didn't mean it, or, you know, she didn't mean to say that awful thing to me. They didn't mean to. So I'm wearing it and I'm making excuses now, right? Can't do it. If we are spiritual people and we have one word of unkindness or hatred towards someone, there goes our spirit or judgment or any of it. And that, again, goes right back to abusing free will, doesn't it?
It sure does.
If we have any of that, we are not light. It doesn't matter what we say about ourselves. It's not light. It just isn't. Light is the only thing that we have to be. And it's very important for us to do it. It just is. Because we are in this change right now that is so big. And that's why a lot of people are coming up with all this stuff that's really upsetting them and getting mad and, you know, getting all kinds of anger. And, you know, we look at people watch the news and get themselves all worked up and upset about everything, not understanding that what you're doing is you're actually looking at stuff that is deliberate to upset you. So stop watching it. Stop doing that and just stay in the light in everything you're doing because that's where we're going. And I don't know about you. I'd like to bring everybody along, wouldn't you?
It'd be wonderful to bring everybody along. You know, a lot of people these days, I notice just in watching what, you know, people who don't have an idea of what we know, and it's good that you're talking and you share lots about what you do. I see these people being gloomy, you know,
yeah.
And being down and depressed and angry. And I'm going, okay, these things just happen. And then you have a happy ending once you turn it around. You know, everything can fall apart, but it's how you view it.
Oh,
it's
exactly.
It's what kind of energy you put towards it.
And we don't let it shut us down. We don't.
Mm-hmm.
If we let it shut us down, we just lost our little competition that we're in, you know, on a spiritual level. Because we always are. We're always in a spiritual competition level on something with ourselves. Not with anybody else, with ourselves. And that's normal.
Right.
That's normal. Because we're always assessing and looking at what we're doing, how we're doing it, and, you know, whether or not we're doing it with light. We are always doing that, self-judging, self-everything. What happens if we quit doing that? We just start staying in the light and don't go anywhere else. That's important, isn't it? Very important. We must be in the light in all that we do, you know? So the big lesson for someone who's not is, what are they going to do to fix that? What do you need to do to fix
this issue? Exactly.
Because it's the big one, you know? And it is a big issue. It's a really big issue. So I feel sad for the people who are doing the spiritual stuff and don't understand the whole aspect of it, you know? They're just doing, you know, like maybe lip service or not really paying attention to the deepest parts of themselves, because they exist, you know? That exists, that deepest, darkest part of yourself, and to heal it every single day of your life is what we've got to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just to let it go, forgive, heal, understand that we are much more powerful than we even understand about ourselves. We don't know how strong we are. We have no clue, you know? So there's that.
Exactly.
Too. Yeah. There's so much to all of it, isn't there?
There really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's interesting because, you know, as we are growing and creating our reality the way we want to create it, consciously one hopes with consciousness rather than with, you know, just, okay, well, I'll just wait and see for what's going to hit me next. That is not the attitude to have.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff. The attitude to have is to, you know, get yourself where you're feeling really, really peaceful inside, really feeling serene, non-judgmental. Because the first thing that you're going to find, you'll know from your own spiritual growth and awakenedness where you're at if you have a moment of judgment on anything. If you judge anyone, if you look at anyone and go, oh, they're wrong, okay, that's not spiritual. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because every single person's on their path. And if they're doing it in a wrong way, that's their choice. They're going to do it until they figure out how to do it differently, aren't they? That's just what it's going to be. They'll do it differently when they figure it out. Until they figure it out, they might not get there yet, you know? It's their path, though, isn't it?
It
and
is.
Everybody has that. Everybody has their path. Whatever their path is, you have it, you know? And it doesn't belong to anybody but you. It's yours. So you can't look at somebody who's doing this stuff and not, and be judgmental of them. You just want to look at them and go, okay, you're on that path and I'm not. We're not going the same direction. Bye-bye. Right? But let them,
right.
Let them be. We can't fix them. You can't. All you can do is fix you, isn't it?
That's
and
right.
Fixing
you can't
you,
change them.
No. There's no changing anybody who doesn't want to change.
Mm-hmm.
And why bother? It takes up too much energy anyway, doesn't it?
It sure does.
I mean, you can spend your time worrying about everybody else all the time. But in reality, the only person you need to worry about is you. You know, what you're doing, how you're doing it. Are you in light when you're doing it? Do you feel like you're doing things in light? Do you feel like you're where you got to be with it? That is the only thing that you need to gauge on anything, period, is what your progress is. And that's why I say it's so rude for someone to jump in and start looking at somebody and go, oh, man, you know, this person is, this person needs help. This person's wrong in every way. No, we don't do that because every person is on their path. If someone chooses not to hang with you because you're not in the same vibration with them, that's their choice, yours too, right? But it doesn't
that's
mean
right.
that they're... And one thing we have to understand too is that the moment judgment moves in, any vibration that person had that it was higher is now gone. It's not there any longer because they judged. So that's why I say the Ho'oponopono is so good, because you can go to bed every night and forgive everything without having to even know what it was, you know? And believe me,
and
it
that's
brings
powerful.
In, it's very powerful. It brings in more vision ability. It brings in more wisdom, more knowing, more inner knowing. It just does. And it brings in a lot more for you because you got out of your way and the way of anybody else too, right? And just apologizing to yourself and to spirit every night, you know? If I did something today that wasn't good, tonight I'm going to go to sleep. And you will find when you do that, you sleep better too. Do you know that?
Oh, you do. Yeah, I've
you
done that.
You sleep way better.
A whole lot better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you don't have all that guilt or that angst or that anything attached to you. You're just really doing well because you're not judging anything. You don't have any judgments on anyone or yourself. Those are big things to have. Really are, you know. Gives you such a nice, more peaceful feeling because you're actually stepping out of that way. And that makes life very happy for a person who's doing that because then they don't have to, you know, constantly be thinking, you know, who should I be judging today or who should I be, you know, telling that what they should be doing rather than what I should be doing. Because most of the time when something like that happens, it's a really big case of I'm not who you think I am. You are who you think I am, right?
That's right.
It's true. Very true. So it's really important for us to never, ever judge anybody else. Just let them do their own path. Forgive. Let them do it. Because you're not going to be able to fix them. They have to do that, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
There's too much of that going on. There just is. We are innately loving, kind, and beautiful beings. It is our core to be that way. It is not our core to be judgy or to be angry or to be anything. It's our core to be kind and loving, and that is just who we really are, isn't it?
It is.
True. It's who we really are. We're not anything but that. And if we're anything but that, then we're not being who we're supposed to be, you know?
That's so true. And I love that, you know, we can let people just be. You know, you said love people and let them be on their path. And if somebody
Absolutely.
Doesn't want to hang out with you, it's okay. You know, just
it
be
is.
Loving and kind
yep.
to them.
Yep. And you don't know the journey another person is taking either. You don't know what journey they've been on. You don't know what
mm-hmm.
they've been through, you know. Our immediate assumption is that, you know, someone opens up to their spirituality, it won't be long until they start having to deal with their emotional aspects, the things that they'd ever dealt with in the first place. That's just going to hit them. And it hits every one of us, too. It's what we do with it. It literally does hit every one of us, you know. It's just totally what we do with it. If we put love and light into everything we do, we get it back. That simple, that uncomplicated, isn't it? Yeah. So.
Yeah, and even putting love and light into your cooking is important. And I know, you know, and I keep going back to the wonderful medicines you're making. You can feel the love coming from that, too.
Oh, absolutely. That's really funny because one day I'm making medicines as we're talking, you know that, eh? I'm actually bottling. I just bottled the eye medicine. I've got the balm of Gilead bottled and labeled, and I've got the venous insufficiency done too. That's what I do is I
mm-hmm.
work constantly. So even while we're talking, I'm working because I want to get this done and fixed, you know. So
mm-hmm.
it's just important to me to make sure that I'm doing what I'm doing in total integrity and with love. And the love that I put into this stuff is huge. And it's really funny because my husband was talking to me one day. He was watching me bottle because I bottle every single bottle individually. You know that? I don't do them en masse. Every single bottle gets love put into it. And it's quite special because there's a lot to love that is just so beautiful. But it's really funny because my husband said, well, you know, I could just see, you know, you need to find a better, more efficient way to be doing this. And I said, what do you mean? And he says, well, you're filling each bottle individually. Can't you find a way to do it better? And I went, what's wrong with the way I'm doing it? Now I've got this vision in my eyes, you know, that of like a pair of rubber gloves with a hole in each thumb or each finger so that it can, you know, go into five different jars at one time. And I've got this whole vision in me and I'm
wow.
like, no. I do it this way because it is totally about love, nothing else. And I said, each bottle gets my blessing when I bottle it. Each jar gets my blessing when I jar it. So that, to me, is much more beautiful. You know, now you're not doing something. Maybe I don't do mass production, But I do love production, and there's a big difference, you know. And you can feel that.
Well,
you know,
mass production is great. You know, if you could bottle love about 100 times in your medicine and have mass production, you're okay. But see, the fact that you take time out and the fact that you're putting an energy of love into that medicine can make a person better. And so that's really what counts. It's not, it's quality, not quantity that matters.
Exactly.
Even though I'm saying, yeah,
quality.
Love,
yeah.
Love. You know, love would be a great massive thing to send out, you know, to the world, and everybody can do that.
And it's really funny because, you know, when people do the medicines, they say, I can feel the love in this. I can feel it. I can feel it's different.
Oh, I can.
You know? So
I
it's really something.
I feel so different.
Because,
I took mine this morning.
Yeah.
And
are
I felt the love in it. Just, I'm doing pretty good. I just,
okay.
I've got a little bit left, you know, but I am doing so good. I just love, you can feel the love in that just radiating from that. And I feel so good. So
well,
it's
quite
amazing.
Something. It really is. It's quite something. Because, you know, we do need to make sure that we are absolutely doing what we're doing with a lot of care and a lot of love. Because, you know, if you look at Big Pharma, oh, and by the way, all Big Pharma, not all Big Pharma, all antibiotics that you get from the doctor,
mm-hmm.
which I make my own garlic mullein one, that is the most amazing antibiotic you're ever going to use. Guess what? They throw fluoride in it.
Wow.
Right into the antibiotics. So every single person who's getting antibiotics is getting poison as well. This is gross, you know? It's really gross, isn't it? So
it is.
I've made eye medicine. I've made a homemade antibiotic that will fix stuff on you faster than you can say Jack Robinson. It's just amazing what we're doing, you know? And it's all done with so much love. It's just, but it just upset me so much when I found that out, because every time you go on antibiotics because you get an ear infection or a throat infection, they're giving
mm-hmm.
you fluoride. And fluoride.
That's not good.
No. Fluoride is actually a brain controller.
Mm-hmm.
It controls your brain. They can control your brain by giving it to you. So the best thing to do is to get away from it as much as you can. You know, just, oh, Lord. If anybody
well,
needs antibiotics, please get a hold of me and I'll send you some, you know?
Right. Look you up as Julie Severin, or find Mind, Body, Spirit Facebook page and find you. If you don't have Facebook, you know, make sure they find you, you know, no matter what, because my dog bite really cleared up after I got, you know, some stuff you sent. It's I still have a scar, but it looks a whole lot better than it did.
Yeah. It's amazing, isn't it? But it's
it
just
really
so
is.
Sad to me because, you know, why? Why are we, you know, taking drugs from the doctors when we don't even know how seriously it's going to damage us for taking it?
Mm-hmm.
This is the thing that bugs the ever-loving heck out of me, because people will blindly go to a doctor. They will get a 4-page contraindication sheet from the doctor when they get the medicine that shows you what this medicine is going to do to you, and yet they still take it, even though it's got 4 pages of, holy crap, this drug could kill you, but you just go ahead and take it because it's going to be so good for you, right? It won't be.
I'll just say this. Yeah, you know, I had that happen too when I went through, you know, when I was ill, but thank goodness for you. You know, I got good again. You wouldn't believe the horrifying sheet and what's on it, you know, and how
oh,
that
my
was
God.
Affecting
it's
me
awful,
in more
it?
Ways than one. And I
oh,
had an
terrible.
Acupuncturist that I got lucky, 2 acupuncturists for that matter. One I knew and wouldn't let her do acupuncture. One I met and I would let her do acupuncture. Then I went back to the other one and let her do acupuncture. She's like, that doctor almost killed you, you know, because
yeah.
of how horrible the side effects and what was in it was. So
yep.
I'm thankful
yep.
anyway. I'm just very
oh.
grateful and thankful to
I
know
am
all
just
these
happy
people.
To, I am just happy to help people so that they can, you know, get their way out of this, because holy smokes, we really do need it, you know.
We really do. You know, thank you, Julie, for helping me, and thank you for the constant help that you give to other people. So do you want to take some callers? We have people raising their hands here.
Absolutely. I just put some of those drops in my eyes. It feels really good.
Yep. I may have to get some of those.
Oh, I'll send you some.
Contact you about that after. Our first caller is 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. How are you today?
Wonderfully. Hello, Julie. Hello, Amanda.
Hello,
Thanks
William.
For all the wonderful counseling and enlightenment today, Julie,
Thank you.
Aw,
thanks.
As well as you, Amanda, and we'll catch up with you more later. I guess my one quick question for you is, if I may, have your counsel from those that help us, and you know, yourself as well as Amanda. The relationship that I had been in that, sort of fell apart, is that worth going back into and restoring over time?
Yeah, I'm glad you said over time, because it feels like you need some time on it, you know?
Yeah.
There's some healing to be done, and there's some changes in the relationship. So the best thing to do is to just give it some time. It does feel like it might heal, though, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we can go into that at a later point in time. Well, bless you. Thank you. I thought perhaps that might be a course of around about 2 months of sort of
just give it some time, because there's something else at play here, okay?
Well, I know that there is another one on the way, so it's just more of whether to go that way or stay the course of that choice.
At this moment, I'm being told to say stay the course.
Yes.
But
do
understand that things are changing. The relationship has a chance to be healthy.
Well, it's just more of, I understand that, but as in for another individual, you mean, or?
No, for you.
I mean, no, I mean for myself with another person instead of the previous person is what I'm asking, is what they're saying.
Okay.
To stay the course.
Well, there's that potential, too, if you want to, if you desire that.
Sorry.
I mean, you've got the power to create, to heal one relationship or to create a new one. It's up to you, right?
Yeah.
So
you just
want to think about, you know, put all the energy into it and start looking at all the pros and the cons of it. Look at the pros and the cons. Look at what was good, what wasn't good, what needed fixing, because pros and cons are a very big thing. Look at the balance between them. What's the balance between the good and the bad? And if there isn't any
balance
and there's
more
good than there's bad, then that means that there's hope, right?
Well, it's just more of, I do what I do for love.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. But
perhaps at a
later
time
just
we can chit-chat more.
Yeah.
I don't want to
just
hold
look
up the
at
program
it, though, and just understand that you know, this has to do with looking at the balances, checks and balances, and see what the good and the dark are. And then you'll know in your heart. You know where you got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
well,
one of the
biggest
things.
Thank you, Julie, and Amanda, and all those that are out there. Thanks for your patience and time to letting me chat with
you.
Happy to be here.
Blessings, lady.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Yeah.
Well,
nice talking to you, William.
Yes, to you as well. Blessings.
Take care.
All right. Our next caller is 707. You're on with Amanda and Julie. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Hi, this is Valerie, and I want to thank you for that beautiful message today. That was beautiful.
The which?
Your message for today.
Oh,
the information,
okay.
Yes, the information
thank
you.
You
gave.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Thank you for it. It's beautiful.
I'm just happy to share, because I think we all need to. We're at that place now where we just need to start sharing about what's going on, you know?
Yes.
It's pretty vital.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I have been trying to call you, but I'll try to call you again. But anyway.
Did you need any medicines anymore? Let me know, too, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, because my gums flared up. So I'm probably
did it?
Something.
Your which flared up?
My gums on the left side.
Oh, okay. Usually that happens if you're eating something that's too acidic. So you might want to look at what you're doing, okay?
Right. I know what I did.
Oh, yeah. You already know. That's cool.
I want to see if I can generate some extra income. I was looking at a part-time job, but it's in a clinic setting. But there's certain things in order to get that job I'm not willing to do if they're requiring it.
Uh-huh.
So I want to see what you see around that.
I feel that the time of worrying is almost over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're not going to push stuff much longer. So be patient. I feel like you could do this job quite well and you could really enjoy it. But it's a case of trusting right now, just trusting that things are changing, and they are, you know? So
yeah, because I used to do the job, but it's been so many years back. So I would need a refresher about, equipment and different things going in. But I was still wondering if it's a possibility that maybe I could still get that part-time.
I do feel
position.
You could. Yeah.
Yeah,
could.
I was feeling yes.
Yeah. The only thing that you got to think about is, what's – So just give yourself a little bit of time here, because the world's disclosing on stuff going on, right? And
we
want to be aware that, these changes are coming. It's going to have a positive effect on us, so we won't be under that kind of horrible, terrible, evil, demonic any longer. So it'll change. Things are going to change quite quickly now, and it feels like they're on that way. So... it might not even be an issue for you because, once things start to change, the abundance will help to move in, right?
Oh, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because
I wanted to get some, I have some projects on the outside of my house I need to get done before the winter sets in. Some of it had to do with water damage, and I need the funds in order to get that done.
Yeah.
So you think it'll be taken care of?
Do your projects.
Yeah,
your projects.
Yeah, I need the funds. I need the money to do it.
Oh, is it going to be a costly thing? If there's water damage, is there water damage on the inside?
Well, I had the insurance company come out for my floors, and they denied the claim.
Why?
So they claimed it wasn't sudden and all of this other stuff. I says, well, how am I supposed to know that if I'm just recognizing the problem? So anyway, they got out of it. So, and now I don't even want to deal with them, period. I'm probably looking for another insurance company eventually because I've been with this company for years, many, many years.
Yeah.
And so I'm just hoping I can get the funds on my own to go ahead and do some of the repairs that need to be done here.
Yeah.
So that job would be a good thing because it's a high-paying position.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It feels like it might be good, but it also feels like time just has to – so start making your plans. You know what's a really good idea to do is to start writing down what you desire to create in your life. Start writing it down and journalize it and make it so that it's really, really, act like you've already done it. So, write down in there, I got the job. I didn't have to do anything that they wanted me to do. I didn't have to do anything they demanded. I am happy at my new job, and I'm really, really peaceful, and my money is abundant. That's what you do, is you stay stuff like
beautiful.
That. Yeah, just write it all down like it's already a done deal and then watch it happen. You won't believe it. It really will.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, I wrote in my journal about I was buying a house when I moved to the town I'm in now, and I wrote in my journal everything the house was going to have. Then I put the journal away because I was packing and I got ready to go. Okay, what happened was when I did that, it was cool because I opened up the journal when I moved in, and there in the journal was every single thing I had written down. The house had exactly what I wanted.
Wow.
Everything. And I didn't even remember the list. You know that? We were out there. we were getting, you know, getting things that we needed and doing whatever we needed and blah, blah. And it was just cool because we honest and truly had no idea what the list said any longer. And it was just neat. And it worked. It worked beautifully. So that's all you have to do is
can
just...
Can you give me something that I could bring in the affordable, honest contractor?
You can add that too. Absolutely. Add whatever
manifest
you want to.
Manifest it.
Yeah, just create it and manifest,
manifest
it. Manifest
it by writing it down.
A lot of people do not realize the power that lies inside of them. They have no idea. So if you just sit down and you start to write down what your heart desires, you'll be amazed at what you create, and you'll also be amazed at how quickly you create it. And also, you can learn to trust yourself with your manifestation abilities. Win-win all the way around.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Thank you both very much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank
Happy
you.
To hear. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah.
Blessings.
Same here. Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 203. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. How are you?
I'm great. Definitely enjoying the show and like the idea of doing Ho'oponopono before bed, which I don't do. And thanks for renewing my resolve to use it. I think it's pretty amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks. And all. Oh, I before I go, I want to get your site again. I missed it so I can find you.
Mind Body Spirit Healing Group.
Okay. Mind Body Spirit Healing Group.
Yeah,
and
that's right there on Facebook.
Oh, great. Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Julie, if people don't have Facebook, how would you recommend they get a hold of you? Just look you up on...
Well, you can phone me. You can call my house or you can email me. My email is Severn, Severn, 2000 at gmail.com. So you can get a hold of me by email. You can get a hold of me by on Facebook through Messenger as well. Or if you do messaging, you can use my email. If you've got an iPhone, you can use my email and get a hold of me on messages on there as well. So there's lots of ways to get to find me. And you can even phone me if you want to. And my phone number is 778-472-1956.
Awesome.
I do take calls if people want to call and talk to me because I have a lot of people that I talk to a lot because when I work with people, I set up a beautiful communication with them, and I always tell them when I give people readings, if you have a question you want to ask me, you don't have to pay for it. Just phone me and say, I have a question. I don't mind. Or if you want to email me or text me, I'm fine because I like to communicate with people that I work with and that I talk to, and I also like to answer your questions if you have anything that, you know, is sitting up there bothering you and you're not sure what to do. So to me, this is about love. This is what this is about. I will give you a reading, and you can pay for it, but I will also talk to you otherwise because I care. So that's it in a nutshell.
All right, that's good.
Before my question again, Mind Body Spirit Group on Facebook?
Healing Group. Mind Body Spirit
Healing
Group.
Group.
Yeah.
I'm glad I asked.
A big blue lion on the front page.
Great.
Okay,
now,
so you'll find it that way.
May I ask you a question, Amanda?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Amanda, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, just wants to ask you a question.
Yeah. I am recently smitten with a man I've not been involved for 25 years, and clearly, and I've also not felt this since I was 18, unconditional love for another person. So it's just absolutely lovely for me. I've been working with the pastor, so my heart's opening. I think that helped to get me here, but this is a very sort of old-fashioned guy that doesn't show or speak much, and I would love to know if he can match me where my heart is as far as feelings.
What do you think, Julie?
He'd like to, but he doesn't know how to. He wants to. He can feel it, but he can't speak it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and you know, I wanted to ask you this question, and I thought, no, of course I know the answer. But I was thinking, I want to help him, not push him, like you were talking about earlier, you know, making
mm-hmm.
someone sick. But I see his potential, and I see that he deserves love, whether it's me or not. So I want to try to sort of edge him that way with words, wisdom, whatever.
Actions. He works with actions better than he does with words. It feels to me like as a child, he was told to be quiet a lot, and he feels like he can't express himself very well, but actions prove it to him. He's the kind of guy that if you say, I love you to him, he's not going to believe you very well because he doesn't feel like he deserves it.
I was afraid I'd send him running if I said that.
Well, don't send him money. But
don't what?
Don't send money.
No. I was afraid if I would send him running.
Yeah. No, the best thing to do is speak through actions because he deals with actions way better. Like,
okay.
So if you look at someone, if you look at him and you say, wow, are you ever talented at doing that? I can't believe how talented you are. That's amazing. Or you're such a nice person. And that's how you get it. That's how you do it.
Yep.
Because then he'll start to listen to that. But if you give him a compliment or if you treat him lovingly and stuff like that, he does like that, but he doesn't feel like he can say it.
Yeah.
He's not able. No.
I've been telling him things like that, and from that he starts talking about his things about his life. So that's
good.
Really interesting that he
that's
was told
good.
To That helps me a lot because I was sent away from mental institutions for talking. So I can share part of myself, not that specifically, but I can let him know the troubles I have. I hear him stumble over his words. I think he's insecure because of my...
Yeah, he's
the way
insecure.
But I speak really well, and I'm afraid I'm intimidating him with the way I speak.
Mm-hmm.
I'll share
but
that
with
him.
But he likes the energy, so keep speaking. He
doesn't
want to speak all the time. He really doesn't.
Yeah, I understand that too, for sure.
Yeah. He just likes he's a watcher. Like, if you pay attention, he watches. He's watching everything that's going on around him.
Yeah.
He's a big watcher. It's not that he doesn't want to participate. He will participate if he feels safe enough to get in there and do it. But he mostly likes to watch what's going on around him because it feels safer for him.
He said to me the other night, you're like me, you're a watcher. And then he said something about you I can't figure out. And I said, what? And he won't tell me what that is.
Oh,
but
he will when he's ready.
Yeah. Well,
he will when he's ready.
Is this something I can embrace, be secure in embracing?
I think it is. It feels it feels pretty nice. It
Thank
feels positive,
you.
Doesn't it to you, Amanda?
It does feel positive, and I agree with the action part. Show him with actions. You know, that's a better energy and way to do it. So you'll handle it correctly.
Thank you.
Happy to be there for you.
I cooked him dinner.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
Oh, thanks. Can I just add one thing?
Absolutely. You cooked him dinner. What'd you do?
I cooked him dinner. Oh, my God. It took me 2-3 days to shop and do everything. He barely ate it. He found out there were onions in it. But literally, he was eating it, standing up, trying to walk out the door.
Oh,
that's
Lord.
That's what he's about. And I just said, goodbye. And he looked at me and he said, what? I said, you're leaving, aren't you? And he cracked up. But, yeah, that's what he's like.
Yeah, he's a runner. But he's not a bad man.
Yeah.
He's a good man.
No,
it's unfortunate
wonderful.
Because he's been damaged. Unfortunately, he's been damaged by a really controlling, over-controlling mother. And he really has to come into his own power and everything on his own. But he really does like to listen. So whatever
cool.
you say, it's like he listens and it's like music to him.
Oh, good.
Does that make sense?
Thank you. Oh, it's lovely. It's more than I expected to hear. It's a gift, and it's giving me confidence to keep speaking.
Good girl.
Thank you so much. Love you both.
Love
Thank you.
Too.
Blessings to you. Okay, our next caller is 304. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. Okay. How are you?
It's Psychic Ruth. And it was so funny because, my phone's jamming in my ear. Dang.
Yeah, I'm here.
We're here.
Okay, so when your chihuahua started barking, I have a toy poodle and a chihuahua. And
they started barking
standard.
Too, I bet.
Yes, and they start going crazy.
Aww.
It was hilarious. And they're like, where's that dog barking? Where's that dog coming from? It was great. And
she's
then I wanted to tell you.
Thing. She just is.
Oh my gosh! Then I wanted to tell you about. You were talking about the drug industry.
Yeah.
And I have a daughter that worked for a family practitioner, a general practitioner, for like 5 years. And it's really sad because, and you know, there are some good doctors that are really great healers. There are.
Yeah.
But the industry has become a business.
Mm-hmm.
And these drug companies, they would come into his office, they would make an appointment, and they would bring lunch.
Oh, of course they would.
And they, oh, yeah. And people don't understand this. They don't know this.
Or
and
they even pay for trips for them, you know that?
Oh, yes. And,
yeah.
And they would bring in lunch, and they would bring in, and they would say, if you prescribe our blood pressure medication, you know, they're out there, they're sales reps coming in and talking these doctors into when you have a patient that has high cholesterol, you know, we'll bring you lunch, we'll bring you donuts in the morning once a week, but we'll give you a kickback if you use if you write prescriptions for our drugs and
absolutely.
For our company. And it's such a business. My daughter would call them up and say, we're busy. Can you bring us donuts? Can you bring some donuts in? Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
And then 30 minutes later, they'd be there with a couple dozen donuts. And, oh, yeah. It's
wow.
All, what's up? I mean, it's just such a business.
Well, and it is such a business, and the problem with it, too, is that it's not set up to heal. I was working out at one of the native reserves, which I work at all the time, and I was out there one time, and there was this sales rep for the diabetic machines came in. You know how they come in and they want to sell you these machines, right? And
mm-hmm.
So they came in, and I was at this thing, and it was all elders there, and I listened to this guy, and I was absolutely disgusted. Because he sat there and told all of these diabetic elders that if they wanted to eat donuts, go right ahead. This new machine will allow you to increase your use of your insulin so that you can actually handle eating the donuts. And I'm like, I looked at this guy and I said, are you kidding me?
Insulin. Oh, my word.
I looked at him
terrible.
And I said, are you kidding me? I said, here I am working as a healer to help these people to heal. And you walk in here and you want them to buy this
mm-hmm.
machine and increase their insulin. Are you thinking of what else it's going to do to them?
Mm-hmm.
And he went, oh, well,
I mean,
it's just if you feel like cheating. And I'm like, don't recommend cheating. Don't ever recommend cheating.
Oh, my.
This is what he did. I'm not joking.
Oh,
I was
terrible.
I actually shot him down the whole way. Shot him down.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody bought his machine. You know that? Nobody.
Good. That's awesome.
But it was horrible.
This doctor my daughter worked for, he would say, Joy, our schedule isn't, you got to fill up our schedule for next week. So,
oh, of course.
And she's like, well,
yeah.
How do you want me to do that? And he'd be like, well, go through the appointment book, and anyone that hasn't been here for 6 months, you call them and you tell them they need to come in for a recheck. And you get me appointments booked for next week. It's
That's
all
disgusting.
Such about business.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's, I see it. I mean, I hear it all the time.
That's very sad.
Yeah. And,
but it's not unusual.
Herbs, and I just wanted to say with your herbs and with your medicine, this isn't your first lifetime with me. You've been a Native American medicine woman many, many times.
You're
exactly that,
right. And I have absolutely full memory of it. You know that?
Yeah,
good girl.
Yes.
Good vision.
And
yep,
and you're
I
so
do.
Good with your you're so good with your your medicines and your recipes. And so everyone should definitely go to your website and get some good stuff.
Well, it is good stuff, and I don't charge a lot. I don't charge a lot.
Get some good stuff from Julie. Throw your prescriptions. I didn't say that. But I would
well,
never
it's true.
It. I would never tell anyone to get rid of your medicine. You
well, that's
going
to happen to people shortly, you know, because Big Pharma is going to go down. And when Big Pharma goes down, people are going to have to find ways to do it, you know, ways to heal themselves. You can heal yourself with diet alone. You can totally fix your whole everything with diet. You know that?
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm vegan. I don't need any animal products at all. No animal products.
I'm just
products.
About vegetarian. I'm pretty close.
Yeah,
I eat meat a couple times a week, and that's about it. I don't eat meat a lot, and I
eat
a lot of
vegetarian. When you eat those animals, you're eating all the antibiotics that they've been fed. You're ingesting antibiotics that were fed to the cows and the pigs. That's why antibiotics aren't working for us anymore. It's because we're over antibiotics from eating the animal products.
Oh, I know. It's terrible.
You know,
Well, I buy as much free range and organic as I can. I do. And I make sure that we eat very healthy in our house. We eat 7 to 12 vegetables a day in our house, and we seriously do it every day. So when I cook dinner, it's usually a 1.5 to 2 hour affair because I literally will be making everything from scratch in the kitchen. I have no sauces, no anything that is made ahead of time. Everything we eat is fresh and new.
Oh, very good.
Have to. We just have to. You know?
Yeah.
It's the way to heal.
Great. Yeah. I'm going to let you get your next caller. Great show.
Thank you.
Great show, Amanda.
Thank you, Bert.
All right.
Thank you.
Be happy, ladies. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Bless you. I've known her since I was a teenager. Julie,
she's a
wonderful.
Nice lady. She is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Our next caller is 111. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. How are you, 111?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, Julie. Hi, Amanda. Thank you for coming back to the show. It's been 2 months. Always liking the animals. And thank you. Hi, Julie.
Hello.
Beautiful advice. It's amazing. Ms. Julie's Amanda. So I have a question because I care. I care. So I have a friend, and I'd like to know if my male friend is okay. What I mean by that is he mentioned something like legal. I don't know if they're, but I think it's somebody, I think it's a bit of business partner I don't know what it is, exactly what it is. And then he was, I believe he's also checking on that person. It's in the same business office. Can you? And I hope it turns out to be okay because I know that his stress factor has gone very high. Could any advice on that that you get? And I know you have the answer.
What do you think, Julie?
It feels like he's got dishonest people around him. And it feels like he's going to discover it.
Uh-oh.
He's got to start looking a little bit more positively at things, too, because he always waits for the bad stuff to happen, and it does. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So what he's got to do is he's got to stop manifesting the bad stuff and start manifesting the good stuff. So change his mind about how he can succeed very well at his business and do very well for himself, but he has to start being more positive. Because he's scared to be positive because he's afraid if it gets too good, something bad's going to happen. And he's got to just start going into the thought, this is all good. It's all going to be good. Always is. Always will be. You know?
Yes.
It's amazing. His energy is really, he's really scared. But he invites it in. He brings it in. He's got to learn how to bring in the good stuff. So talk to him about positive energy. Talk to him about trusting himself and trusting the process and trusting that he's going to be okay. All right?
Okay. Miss, real quickly. So the business person, is he going to discover that what you said?
Yes.
Is he going to discover it?
Yes.
So what is he going to do?
Well, he'll have to take action from it, and then what he'll have to do is he'll probably have to get more people or find other people that are more honest, and I think he will, you know. So it doesn't feel like he's going to fail, okay? He thinks he's going to fail a lot. And he's got to stop that mindset because he's actually harming himself with that mindset. He doesn't, so, you know, it's like the glass is half empty and nothing's ever going to succeed, and he has to stop that feeling in himself. So working to choose to be successful, to choose to be happy and abundant and all that stuff, it's there for him. He just has to grab it, you know?
I'm going to ask you, do you know if that person might be going to, like jail or super fine?
Could possibly, yeah.
So
it feels like it'll get squared away.
So that person's going to get out of it, even though it's going to get out of it, and they're not going to prosecute that person?
Oh, I don't think they'll get away with it. I think that they'll get nailed. So it's up to him to just start changing his energy with things, though, because, you know, he doesn't realize that because he's worried about life and worried about things not working, he brings it in. Do you understand?
That's interesting. I thought things were going great for him with the business partner and whatever and the other people around him, because when he talks, he says all these amazing things, so he's lying to me.
Well, he's just scared. He's scared, and he wants to stay positive, but he can't. He stays scared, you know? So what he has to do is he has to change his mind. If there's somebody who is doing something bad around him, he's got to get away from them, get them out of his business, because they do feel like they are not good people. They do feel like they are not positive. So he's going to have to work with that and change things up a bit. It just feels like he has to do that. And it feels like he's going to. So don't worry.
He's
going to
make it better. He's going to be positive and change his mind, and then there's going to be better energy for you, better frequency. So, you know, just hang in there with it.
Yeah.
And two more things, ladies, real quickly. So he breaks away from that business partner by next year?
It could be. It could be sooner.
Yeah.
And is he okay with the what?
I think it's going to be sooner. So
is he okay with the what?
Just hang in there with it.
He's in the Florida coast. Sorry, miss. He's in the Florida coast. The hurricane, is he in the course? I know the four people that are in Florida because of the hurricane. Is he going to be okay?
He'll be okay. I'm sending energy down there to help that area.
Thank you so much, ma'am.
Pretty steady right now. I'm working
thank
on that
you,
pretty steady,
you.
Trying to keep you guys safe down there. I've been doing
that
a lot, and I'll just keep doing it. Amanda can tell you, I work with weather, and it works.
It does work.
Beautiful,
it works together. To help people, we both have worked together, so we'll send some good energy down there, and you just hang in there with it.
Yes, it'll be okay.
Thank you, lady. You're so beautiful.
No problem, darling.
Thank you.
Okay, our next caller is 612. You're on the line with Amanda and Julie. How are you?
Hi, Julie. This is Kathy.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
We're good. How are you doing, Julie?
Good. I wanted just to ask you, I've talked with you about my son before, and I feel like he's shifting around a little bit.
In a good way?
What he's in my life. Yeah, like he's in my life. I felt like he carries a lot of father energy towards me.
Yeah.
You know, like he's in my life to push my buttons and piss me off enough to make me, you know, I don't know. But it's just that I wish it could be more positive. But it's slowly. You know, he's not flipping out so much.
Oh, thank God! But that, you know, why you're taking your power with it, and that's big. You know, you're learning to not allow it. You know, you step away and say, I'm not talking until it's nice. I do that with my own family. I say, I'm not talking until we're nice. I'm not talking to anybody until you're nice. I will not engage in this because, you know, you're in charge of your reality. Your reality is yours. And what you bring into it, it's up to you, you know?
The part where I need to be heard back, they just really take their time. But it could be around the kids' sports that they're waiting, because it's like when they want to hear from me, they want it when they want it.
Exactly. And that's when you learn to say, oh, geez, I'm sorry, I can't do that today because I've got something else going on. I'm actually busy. And So let them understand that they need to start watching your boundaries and your life too, right?
Well,
so if they ask
that
you,
doesn't
say,
happen too often that they ask me anything, you know, so I don't get put in. So it's more like on their end, you know, and they just kind of, but I've kind of been trying to call less and just, which they probably like, but I just, you know, I guess the thing is I don't want to lose with my grandkids. It's been putting me in a bad spot because when
know.
I talk to them on the phone, you know, it's like you can't hardly say anything to them because, you know, they're there and you don't know what to talk about. And so it ends up being like, oh, grandma's just bugging us.
Mm.
Well, you're not going to lose them, though.
You're going to be fine. I wouldn't worry. They're not going to go
anywhere.
Do
you feel like he wants to shift, Julie? I mean, they will do what they want to do. You know, like you're talking, you know, who's going to want to really heal and who not. Do you feel that it's in Bryce to
yes.
want to heal?
Yes, I do.
Because I feel like he's a good person. I just
he
feel
is
like
a good
he's
person.
Very, very frustrated.
Yeah.
Well, we were thinking he's narcissistic, you know, but that's, you know, only in certain behavior. I think he just gets so frustrated. I think he's got
well,
a lot of
Well, the big thing
plate.
is to just understand that, you know, what you want to do is make a life for yourself so that you can enjoy yourself and have fun and be happy
yeah.
with what you're doing. And then
yeah.
don't put them on your front burner. Don't put them on your front burner. You know,
well,
they're being
the
really busy. You're
see.
Not
I
on
guess
theirs.
I decide, yeah. I mean, it's the grandkids I want to be involved with. And if I, you know, but, and I,
yeah,
Bryce
and you
Sarah,
can say that. You can say, you know, I want the kids to come and have a visit. The kids are getting older now, though. How old are they?
I know. They are 12 or 10 and 13. Yeah, to where I have to, like, entice them with something. I have to make sure I have some money. You know what I mean? So I can
uh-huh.
do something with them, you know, take
yeah.
them somewhere, like a movie
yeah.
or, you know, because they're not, you know.
Well,
yeah.
they're getting to the age now. Like, I've noticed that with mine. My granddaughters go anywhere down from 25 down to 16. And the 16-year-old doesn't bother with me ever. She just has got a new boyfriend. She's on her life. The 25-year-old comes and visits me and spends time with me. So there is hope for the other end of it. It's just, well, they're at this age.
It just depends what they're like. You know what I mean? It just depends
yeah.
what they're like. Like you're saying, the 25-year-old, there's got to be a draw of some sort. There might, you know, something they have in common, I guess.
Well, what I've discovered is that they go away for a while, but as they get older, they come back. So
yeah.
you can't worry about it because they are teenagers doing their own thing right now and living their own lives. And to them, that is
right.
a very, very selfish and very – it is. It's a very selfish and very insulated type of life, but they really are just trying to establish themselves as people
yeah.
and trying to figure out who they are and what they're doing. And their social calendar – is more important than anything for that for them right now. So as they do this, you miss out a little bit, but around the other end when they get older, they'll come back because the relationship is a good one. So keep the relationship really good,
yeah.
really loving, really kind, and just say, when you're ready to visit, please come over. I'd love to have you come over. I'd love to have
yeah.
a visit. You
I
know?
Try to plan
and,
things too.
Yeah, and just so that you've got no... There isn't any guilt to it or any upset or anything. They're just, if they want to come over, invite them over. But, yeah, pizza and a movie or whatever, as long as you can draw them. But just know that time of drawing them disappears for a short period of time, and then it'll come back.
So you think my son is seeing the light a little bit? Cause
I think
really...
he is. He will start changing. Everybody's starting
okay.
to change. With all these solar flares hitting the planet, with everybody starting to, I mean, if you're going to notice anything right now about people, the first thing you're going to notice is a lot of people are getting really, and this is part of the scenario and part of the plan to help them to wake up. So if they're being angry and upset and mad about things, just stay the heck away from them until they can come back around, because it's not you. It's not about you. It's
they're
their own stuff.
They're being affected by things. Yeah.
Oh,
it's
big
bringing
time.
Up their junk.
It is. And it brings up their all of their anger issues. And, you know, anybody who's living right now on this planet is living in absolute, not everybody, but a lot of people are living in absolute fear over what they don't understand. They know the world
okay.
is changing. They know things are happening. They don't like what they're feeling. They're scared. So the first reaction that comes from that is usually anger. It just does.
Yeah,
because
you get upset with what you don't understand.
Exactly. So they're afraid, they're upset, they're worried. They're looking at this world, not sure how to take it. I know a lot of them are watching TikTok, which is really red-pilling a lot of people. TikTok is doing it, and it's quite interesting. I can't stand it. I don't even go on it.
Did you say
but
it's red-pilling? I'm not sure what you're saying.
That means it's waking people up to the spiritual
stuff
that's happening on the planet.
Oh, okay.
So whether they like it or not, they're going to awaken. And that's going to be the game changer for the world. It'll be just a game changer. We're all going to start opening to our spirit. We're all going to start opening to our feelings and, you know, how we're feeling in this world and how we're doing with it all. It's just all going to start coming up. And the feelings that we have are deep, very deep. So,
Julie, I just
want to
thank you. You are the people that you touch. I mean, you are such a huge light. And I know you're just like anybody else. But it's so cool that you have such a genuine heart about it. And
thank you.
Admire that. Thank you.
Thank you, dear.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thanks for calling.
Mandy, you're the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Love you, dear.
Okay, Julie, that was our last caller. Do you have anything to add before we end the show?
If anybody wants any medicines, please get in touch with me. Because you know what? I really can help you. And I really care, and I really love you. Even if I don't know you, I love you. That's how I feel about every person in the world right now. I feel so attached to everyone because we are all one, and we are all part of this whole soul collective. And I wanted to say this, you know how we talk about source, and we talk about the world, you know, like how we are all part of source? Mm-hmm. I was laying in bed last night, and I was looking at that, and I was realizing, isn't that interesting that we deal with source? We deal with the absolute source of all that is, which is the God within, and yet everybody gets mad if we call ourselves a sorcerer. Source is in that word, isn't it?
It is.
Isn't that interesting? People think sorcery
that's
is a bad
a
thing.
We can also alchemize energy. We can also alchemize energy.
Yeah, it's just pulling source through. It's just pretty powerful. Pretty cool, eh?
That's very cool.
So let's not worry.
How to get a hold of you. Yes, let's not worry. Why don't you tell people how they can reach you to get medicines?
If you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me on Facebook, on Messenger. You can PM me, and I'm just on there, just under my name, Julie Severn. If you want to talk with me, you can email me at severn2000@gmail.com, or you can call me 778-472-1956, or you can just, you know, get a hold of me on Facebook itself by doing a message, like say if I'm doing a post or something like that, it comes to you or you see it, just say, hey, Julie, let's talk, right? I'm happy to talk because I feel that the more that we listen to each other and we care about each other, the more the world heals. It just does. And that's the most important part of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pretty beautiful, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah.
I want
to
thank you
for... Do you have anything you want to ask me, Amanda? Are you good?
I'm good. You know, I just really appreciate you coming on today. I want to thank you for helping me through my illnesses. You know, we've known each other a long time.
Yeah, we
and,
have.
And your tinctures have healed me and helped me to be okay. So everybody should get a hold of you and find out about your tinctures or get a hold of you and just talk because it's necessary.
It is. We're getting to that place in the world where we all need to realize the oneness. We just do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Kind of cool, isn't it?
It's very cool. I want to thank you again for coming on, and we'll do this again really soon. I know you might have
thank
a
you.
Live you're going to do today.
Oh, William wants that you say, oh, he wants me to send him that stuff. He just emailed me. He wants me to send the information on the whole Ho'oponopono. So I'm going to do that right
now. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on.
Love you, darling.
Blessings. Love you, too.
Okay. Talk soon.
All right. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My host, my guest was Julie Severin. I'm the host of Messages of Light. You can find Julie at Mind, Body, Spirit Healing on Facebook or find Julie Severin. She's announced her phone number. It's 778. Shoot, she disappeared here. I will announce it, though, because I have it right here. So her phone number is 778-472-1956. If you want to get a hold of me, it's starguidereadings@gmail.com or 301-748-1090. We'll see you next Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. Have a great day, everybody.